On one hand, the system is broken. On the other hand, there are known solutions that are not being executed. And that doesn't quite seem to make sense to us.
Wisconsin State Journal publisher James Hobson kicked off what was dubbed a community conversation on reentry and recidivism. He challenged state officials and nonprofit groups to find ways to make better use of resources to help released inmates. Department of Corrections Secretary Matt Frank told the group the state is spearheading new reentry programs.
Offenders in our custody obviously must want to make a change in their lives, but when they do, we want to be there to give them the opportunity to succeed once they are released back to their community.
Because so many returning inmates were involved in the drug trade, a safe place to stay away from drug-infested neighborhoods is one of the keys to successful reintegration. Jerome Dillard was in and out of prison 3 times on drug charges, but he's been out of prison for 10 years and now heads the group Voices Beyond Bars.
Without housing, stable housing, the individual has no foundation. I've been there. I know what it is to come out of these places and not have housing.
Dillard's group helps create support networks for former offenders, meeting with them weekly to set goals and follow through on finding work and housing, and if necessary, drug and alcohol treatment.
We're able to touch them, I believe, in ways that those who work in the system are not, because we talk their language, we're no better than they are, and we have a track record.
Dillard's group joined with a dozen other church and social service groups to brainstorm with corrections officials. Almost all agreed what's needed is a one-stop referral center where freed inmates can go to begin the tough process of rejoining their community. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.